USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At least 9 people were shot, 2 fatally, when gunmen opened fire at a music video shoot in a parking lot near Houston. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said details are still preliminary. It appears that a group of men was filming a rap video in the parking lot of an office park. 4 people were wounded and taken to hospitals with varying conditions, but it's possible more people could have been injured and sought treatment on their own. The remains of 6 people were recovered at the site of a tour helicopter crash on a Hawaiian island. Here's Solomon Canolo, the battalion chief of the Kauai Fire Department.
The passenger manifest confirms 7 individuals were on board the aircraft, and we have recovered 6 sets of remains. There are no indications of survivors.
The search was suspended due to fog and poor visibility. More searches will resume later today. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
It was the night after North Korea's Christmas gift failed to materialize, but Camp Casey, which sits near the border between North and South Korea, had a scare when an alert siren was sounded by accident amid concern about a potential provocation from Pyongyang. The siren went off instead of a bugle call, according to Lieutenant Colonel Martin Creighton. The operator immediately identified the mistake and alerted units on Camp Casey of the false alarm. Officials in the regions have been on high alert after North Korea set a year-end deadline for the U.S. to make new concessions amid deadlocked talks over the country's nuclear arsenal. New York police will step up patrols in high-profile Jewish neighborhoods in the wake of recent anti-Semitic attacks. More officers will be seen in the Brooklyn neighborhoods, according to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. De Blasio tweeted, "Hate does not have a home in our city. Houses of worship and other buildings associated with the Jewish faith will get extra attention from patrol officers." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Switched at birth actress Marley Matlin called out Delta Airlines on Twitter for its lack of accessibility for deaf and hard of hearing passengers, drawing attention to the challenges to those with disabilities while traveling. Her tweet said, "Sad to see that my preferred airline, Delta Flight 1998, has provisions for various languages and audio description for in-flight entertainment, but no closed captions for deaf and hard-of-hearing flights." She used the hashtag NoAccess and ADA compliance. The owner of a Colorado daycare center and preschool faces criminal charges, including child abuse, following a 6-week investigation. Carla Faith is accused of hiding neglected children behind a false wall in her home. The case goes back to mid-November when Colorado Springs officers pulled up to a home owned by the 58-year-old. They received complaints that the housing had too many children, and they were conducting a welfare check on those children at her daycare called Play Mountain Place. When the officers first arrived, they said they found no children, and Faith refused to cooperate. But then they heard the children's voices, and after investigating, they found a false wall inside the building. Behind the wall was a basement with 2 adults and 26 children, all under 3 years of age. Parents who left their children in her care have filed numerous lawsuits claiming breach of her duty of care. You can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.